I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
It's good to see you all, really. Thank you. For years, the President has received a briefing at the beginning of the hurricane season, looking at the trends that are coming to get a sense of what's coming so that the country can be better prepared. And when I received that briefing this year, I asked for a second briefing that does the same thing, but now we're doing about wildfire season. And we know this is becoming a regular cycle, and we know it's getting worse. In fact, the threat of Western wildfires this year is as severe as it's ever been. And I wanted to convene this group of governors, of Western state governors, key members of my cabinet, FEMA leadership, and the leadership from utility industries, and senior members of our White House team, to make sure we're doing everything, and I mean this sincerely, we're doing everything possible to help you prepare for what's coming, and some is already there. The truth is, we're playing catch-up. This is an area that has been under-resourced, but that's going to change if we have anything to do with it. We can't cut corners when it comes to managing our wildfires or supporting our firefighters. You know, California and some other places, the drought conditions are twice that's what they were last year. And right now, we're seeing record heat in Portland and across the West. And this year, 21 large, uncontained fires were burning. This year, there are 36 that are uncontained and burning. There are already about 9,000 firefighters deployed across the region, from California to New Mexico to Utah and Nevada. I realize I'm preaching to the choir here. I know you all know this better than any other people in the country. Fire season traditionally lasts through October. But with climate change driving the dangerous confluence of extreme heat and prolonged drought, we're seeing wildfires of greater intensity that move with more speed, and last well beyond the traditional months of the fire season. And that's a problem for all of us. Wildfires are not a partisan phenomenon. They don't stop at a county or a state line, or a country line, for that matter. We need a coordinated, comprehensive response with all the federal government working in close cooperation to support you, the states. That's what this is about. Today, we're taking critical steps to help protect American communities right away. First, we're going to make sure that we have enough firefighters on call who are trained, equipped, and ready to respond for all this fire season. And we're going to pay them. We should pay them. Last week, I learned that some of our federal firefighters are being paid less than $13 an hour. Come on, man. That's unacceptable to me. And I immediately directed my team to take decisive action to fix it. So today we're announcing what I still think is not enough. This year we're going to provide retention incentives that's going to ensure federal wildland fires. Our firefighters are making at least $15 an hour and provide for additional 10% bonuses for those working on the front lines. But a one-time boost is not enough. These courageous women and men take an incredible risk of running toward the fire, and they deserve to be paid and paid good wages. You know that old expression? God made man, then he made a few firefighters? Well, it's true. They're incredible. Now, traditionally, federal firefighting has been a seasonal job, but because of the climate change, it's no longer a seasonal job. This is a year-round mission. So we've made sure seasonal firefighters can stay on the job as long as they are needed this year by allowing them to work beyond their term. And for next year, we're working to make more than of those positions permanent positions. So that when fires aren't burning, we have a workforce of experienced hands, enhancing our forest management, reducing the risk of future fire in the future fire season. Second thing, we are harnessing new tools and technologies to better identify and respond before new fires grow into large, uncontrolled conflagrations. So, for example, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, has satellite technology that is able to see from space when new fires start while they are still small, even as small as the size of your dining room table. Similarly, the Department of Energy has a sensor array computer analysis capability that can detect in real time the lightning strikes that might set off a blaze. And we're going to use those tools to identify fires that start in remote places and share that information so the firefighters on the ground can respond immediately before fires spread out of control. Third, we also have to make investments in our future. That's why the bipartisan infrastructure framework investment of about $50 billion a bill that's caused a little attention, infrastructure bill, is going to build resilience to extreme weather events like wildfires, $50 billion. And today, I'm announcing a $37 million federal grant to Sonoma County, California, in support of fire mitigation efforts that are underway. And finally, I want to note that the extreme heat we're seeing in the West is not only a risk amplifier for wildfires, it's a threat in and of itself. People are hurting. It's more dangerous for kids to play outside. Roads are buckling under the heat. I need not tell all of you. We need people to check on their neighbors, especially seniors who may need a helping hand. Outdoor laborers, like our farm and construction workers, are going to need frequent water breaks and shade. I want to thank the governors and local leaders for providing information to citizens and the resources like cooling centers where people can go to get relief from the heat. I'll close by just saying thank you to everyone from the Forest Service to the Department of Interior and Agriculture to FEMA, state and local and tribal partners, and most importantly, our firefighters, for all your incredible work.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.